Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur. Don't forget to click on the Daf option to see today's Tosfos marked using the popular Gemara Markings system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. Turning to Daf Tes, the last Tosfos on the Daf, Tesomer Aleph, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Omer, Ne'emar kan b'laylo hazeh v'chulei. We should point out that the previous Tosfosim were learned in our previous shiur on Daf Ches. But today's shiur started with this Tosfos, where Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria said that Achilas Pesach takes place, lasts until midnight. And he learned it through a Gezer Shava. However, Tosfos asks, V'im toimar hechi motzi l'meimah Reb Elazar ben Azaria al chatzos, how can he say that the Zman Achilas Pesach is until midnight? V'oksiv, there is a posuk that says, Lo susiru mimenu ad boker. Do not leave over the Pesach until the morning. The mashma, this implies, ad boker miha motzi lochlo, that until the morning one is allowed to eat it. Simply, by morning, it becomes nosar, but up till that point, it would be okay. V'yesh loimar. The motzi lemeimar, Reb Elazar ben Azaria could explain that posuk as follows. The hochikomar. Loi sasu dovor shiyovo lidei noisar ad haboker. Don't do anything that will cause the meat of the Pesach to become nosar in the morning. Shi'im lo yehei nechal ad chatzos, if you don't eat it by chatzos, by midnight, as I say, lo tuchal lo ochlo, velo lesorfo balaylo, you won't be able to continue eating it, nor will you be able to burn it at night, kideko amrinon, as we say, v'yoyim atosorfo v'atosorfo balaylo, only by day can it be burned, not by night. The im came yishoer ana boker, and if so, then it will have to stay over. It will have to be left over till the morning. So, just to review, Reb Elazar ben Azaria, in looking at the posik of lo sosiru mimena ad boker, does not see in this posik that you would be allowed to eat through the night till the morning, but rather it is an instruction, don't do anything that will cause the meat to become nosar by the morning, but rather finish it by chatzos. Because if you don't finish it by chatzos, from chatzos onwards through the night, you won't be able to eat it, nor will you be able to burn it. Because the burning takes place only by day. And parenthetically, the burning of the Korban Pesach that is left over won't be that very first morning, but rather the morning of the 16th of Nisan. We continue on Omid Beis. The Tosfos here deals with the issue of the beginning time of Kriya Shema. The Mishnah had mentioned Bein Tchiles Lelovon. The Gemara clarified what does that mean. If it means two clumps of wool, that would be distinguishable even in the middle of the night. But we're trying to figure out the beginning time of the morning Kriya Shema. Therefore, the Gemara spoke about Bein Tchiles Lelovon Shebo. So Tosfos says, El Bein Tchiles Shebo Lelovon Shebo. The word Shebo means in it. That is a pronoun. In it what? Pirush Rashi, Tsemer Hatsavua Tchiles, a clump of wool that has been dyed Tchiles color, bluish color, V'yesh Mekoymei Shelo Olo Shom Hatseva Shapir. But some parts of this wool, the dye hasn't taken hold well. And regarding that, Rashi says, if there's enough light to distinguish between the sections of the wool that the dye has taken hold and those that it remains the original white color, then you have enough light for the beginning of Kriya Shema. V'koshe, di'amrinon b'menochus. In Masechet Menachos, the Gemara talks about tzitzis, and it says, Re'ei mitzvah zu, shebo tolui mitzvah acheres. Note this mitzvah, look upon this mitzvah, that's a reference to tzitzis, dependent upon whom is another mitzvah, Ve'ei zo, and what is that? Zu kriyashma. The other mitzvah is kriyashma. Kidisnan, atshiak yirbein tcheles lelovon. As the Mishnah says, when there is enough light to distinguish between Tcheles and Lavan. V'ikoi agizas tzemer, if the Mishnah that says Atshiyaku ben Tcheles Lavan is referring to a random clump of dyed wool, eino tluyo betzitzis, that is not dependent on tzitzis, that's not it's not related to tzitzis. The old Balaylonami Pomim Yechoyim Liros Semer She'eno Tzavua Kedarko. Even at night, one can distinguish pieces of wool that haven't been dyed thoroughly or properly. Al Kain Yesh Lefarish. Therefore, we should explain Bein Tcheles Sheba is a reference to the expression Bein Tcheles Sheba that we saw in the Gemara is a reference to betzitzis regarding the tchelas of the tzitzis shoya kavua bo tchelas v'gam shnei chutim lavan. The tzitzis, which are made up of four strings that are inserted into the corner holes of a four-cornered garment, there are four strings, two of which are blue and two of which are white. Then they are folded over and knotted, and after they're knotted, there is a coiling, a wrapping around of one of the strings around all of the others, and then subsequent knots are made. So Tosfos explains, we say v'gam shnei chutin lavon v'oisin bo chulio shel tcheles v'chulio shel lavon. There are in the wrappings around of the tzitzis strings, there is a chulio is a group of wraparounds, of coilings, so that at times some of the coilings are done with white, with the white string, and some of the coilings are done with the blue string, so that you have to have enough light to be able to see which coiling is done with the blue and which coiling is done with the white. And that's what Bein Tcheles Sheba, the Lavan Sheba, means between the blue and the white in the tzitzis themselves. Achirim omrim ad shiyira chaveroi v'chulei. The Achirim opinion of light level is enough light to distinguish for a person to be able to identify a friend of his at a distance of four amos. B'Yushalmi Bema Anan Kaimin. In the Yushami, the Gemara analyzes this particular opinion and says, well, what are we talking about? E Barogiel, if it's a person that you're very familiar with, accustomed to, well, Afilu Barochoik Tvei Chokim Bei, even at a greater distance, you will be able to identify him. He's a close friend of yours. You don't have to be within four amos to identify him. V'b'she'eno rogil, if it's someone that you're not that familiar with, afilu b'korov ligabei lo chochim le, even if he's close by you, you won't be able to identify him. Tiftar, so therefore explain this Mishnah, b'rogil v'eno rogil, someone that you are somewhat familiar with, Kyodain Achsanya de Osi Likitsin, like a visitor to an inn that comes on a at times. A person who is hosts visitors or travelers, and a particular travel comes around from time to time, so he's someone that you're somewhat familiar with. And that's the type of person that we're saying that at four amos, if there's enough light, if you can recognize such a person, so then there is enough light to start the kriyashma. V'tzorch lomar dahai achirim, you have to say that this opinion of achirim is lav Rabbi Meir ninu, even though in the Shas Achirim, when you see Achirim, it's generally speaking a reference to Rebbe Meir, as the Gemara in Maseches Horius tells us. Here, though, it is not Rebbe Meir. Deha Rebbe Meir, Iri Liel Minayu. Rebbe Meir appears before the Achirim. In our Tanaic source, we had the Achirim, but preceding him happened to be Rebbe Meir at the beginning of the source. So that it's obvious then that Rebbe Meir is not the Achirim in this case. L'kriyashma kivosikin. The Gemara, upon ruling what is the significance of these different beginning times, so the Gemara mentioned that, Abaye mentioned that the Shita Sachirim is a time, at which one can start putting on his tefillin, and the timing for Kriyashma is based on the practice of the Vosikin. Those are, and that is, the completion of the Kriyashma together with the rising of the sun. The Kriyashma Kivosikin Tosfos says Tema. There is a question. The Liel Paskinon Keman Dematir La'achar Amud HaShachar Miyad. Earlier, we had ruled that one is to recite the Kriyashma immediately, or one can recite the Kriyashma immediately following dawn. Ulekamon paskinon halacha kurb Yeshua, diomar ad shalosh shos. And regarding the end time of Kriyashma, the Gemara rules later on, like Rabbi Yeshua, that says you can go until the third hour of the day. So we have rulings regarding beginning time right after dawn, end time at 3 hours. V'ocha posik Abaye, Shubasra, here Abaye rules, and he's a later authority, V'omar kivosikin, umashma dehochi hilchasa. Abaye rules that Kriyashma is like vosikin, which basically is begin and end right before sunrise, which is different than those other times. Umashma dehochi hilchason. It sounds like that is the way to go. So we have a problem regarding final ruling. Earlier, it seems, at the beginning of Tosfos, he points out that there's a immediately after dawn, lasting till third hour of the day. And here, the Kriyashma recitation is to be done right before sunrise. The Yesh Lomar, Devadai Zman Kriyashma Maskil Li'achar Muda Shachar. It is clear, it is certainly the case that the beginning time of Kriyashma will start after dawn. Uzmano Ad Shalosh Shos, and it lasts until the third hour of the day. Umiu Mitzvah Mera Muvchor Kivosikin. However, the best way, the choicest way to fulfill Kriyashma is to do it like the Vosikin, right next to or right before sunrise. Kidei lismoku tfilo, thereby accomplishing the connection between Gilulah, the redemption, as is represented by the Kriyashma, and tfilo, which is the Shemoneh Esrei. Vafilu vosikin nami modu le Rabbi Yeshua. Even the vosikin will concede to Rabbi Yeshua, Shim lo koro koidem anezachamo, if you did not recite the Kriyashma right before sunrise, the yachol likrois ad shaloshos, that one could read until the third hour of the day. The alze onu samchin, and on this we rely. We rely on this in our own practice. V'chein b'perek misha meisoi, likewise in the third perek of this masechta, deka'omar, there it says, balkeri shiyorad lipoil, a person who was ritually impure as a result of an emission that descended into the mikveh. Im, and we're talking about an immersion at the very early early morning hours. If he could go into the mikveh and get out of the mikveh before the nates, then he should do thusly. and thereby end up reciting the Kriya Shema with ending with sunrise. And if not, so the Mishnah there says he should cover himself in the water and recite the Kriya Shema right there. Umasik Bagamora. And the Gemara has a conclusion. After the Gemara there had raised the possibility that you have a Stam Mishnah, an unnamed Mishnah, that it goes like Rebbe Eliezer, that said that the end time of Kriya Shema is with the Netzachama, meaning the final time is Netzachama. The Gemara there concludes, not necessarily so. Dilma Kerebi Yoshua U Kivosikin. Maybe the Mishnah there is would accept Rebbe Yoshua, that says until the third hour of the day. However, the idea of saying the Kriya Shema with sunrise, that's U Kivosikin. Klomar, Masnisa de Kotoni Kodem HaNetzachamo Kivosikin. The Mishnah there that says that if he can go in and get out of the mikveh and recite the Kriya Shema before sunrise, that is like the Vosikin. However, in the Gemara itself conceded that nevertheless that same Mishnah would acknowledge saying Kriya Shema up till the third hour. Alma Vosikin Nami Modu L'Rabbi Yeshua She'ein Shah Overes Ad Shalashos. The Vosikin themselves will admit to Rabbi Yeshua that you haven't, Shah Overes means that you passed the time for Kriya Shema recitation, that the time doesn't pass until the third hour of the day. Umiu Koshet, the Aminun Biyuma, a problem is raised here that in Maseches Yuma it says Afhi Osta Nivreshi Shozov, the Hilni Hamalka made a golden type of ornamentation that reflected sunlight, Kevon, and it was suspended in the Beis Hamikdash. Kevon Shehachamo Zorachas, once the sun shines, indicating sunrise, Hoyu Nitzotzis Yotzis Himeno, there would be a type of rays of light cast from it, reflected from it. The Hoyu Yoidin Shigia Honeitz Hachamo, Ubozman Kriyashma Shoshachos. People would then know that the Neitz Hachama has arrived, sunrise has taken place, and now is the time for Kriya Shema of the morning. Muki lo hasa b'shar amod Yerushalayim, and that reflection device was needed for the general Yerushalayim population, as opposed to the Kohanim serving in the Beis Hamikdash. Alma mashma, from there it would appear to Iker Zman Kriya Shema la'achar Neitz Hachama. And that's not like the Vosikin who read and finished the Kriya Shema right before the actual sunrise. So this presents a problem. The Maseches Yuma source seems to say that Kriya Shema starts with the sunrise, not like the Vosikin would say that Kriya Shema would be completed right before sunrise. The Yesh Loimar, the Oisei Zman Hukpa Latzibor, the Maseches Yuma source is a time fixed for the general public. The Fishet Lo Hoyu Yuchim LaHaktim Ulemayer Kivosikin, because most people weren't capable of timing it so that they would finish the Kriya Shema and if needed say it rapidly so as to conclude it together with the sunrise. The majority of people cannot calculate that moment. In other words, you're dealing with a sky in which the sun hasn't yet appeared, so that you have to have in the absence of an accurate clock, you have to be highly skilled in order to time things so that the Kriya Shema ends together with the sunrise. Therefore, for the general public, a clearer time was established, and that is upon sunrise, and that can easily be seen either by noticing the sun itself rising above the horizon, or, as was the case in Yuma, they had this reflecting device which cast rays upon sunrise. The next text is called Semagulut Filo Eino Nizok. Translated, it would mean anyone who positions the Shmon Esrei right after the Kriya Shema is saved from injury. The Intom Avalo Kol HaOlam Samchen Gulo Latfilo Umay Rabusei Derav Bruna Delo Posik Chuko Mipumei. Everyone is Somech Gulo Latfilo, meaning the natural or the standard text of the Siddur, of the Davening, has Kriya Shema followed by Tfilo. So what's the significance or the emphasis placed on Rav Bruno in our Gemara that he was so Megulat Tfilo and he didn't stop smiling all day? What's so special about what he did that everyone else doesn't do? Yesh Lomar, Tahochi Komar. Thusly, you are to understand the Gemara. Kol Hasoy Megulat Tfilo Kivosikin. Shekorin Kriya Shema Kedem Haneitz Utfilo Liachar Haneitz. That is special, and as we said before, Tosfos just before indicated it's not something that just anyone can calculate. Therefore, if you are successful in calculating, that is special, and that's what Rav Bruna was able to do. We continue to the Tosfos on Daf Yud Amud Aleph because it touches upon the Gemara at the very top of Daf Yud, which was part of today's shiur. Kol Parsha Shosa Chaviva Al David. The Gemara said that a chapter that David HaMelech found to be particularly that he found he was particularly fond of, he began with Ashrei and ended with Ashrei. The Im Toimar My Kol HaParshios. In our Gemara text, the first two words on the page was Kol Parsha. Every chapter that he was fond of begins with Ashrei and ends with Ashrei. Lo Ashkelon Shum Parsha Acheres Shemascheles Ba'Ashrei Mesemes Ba'Ashrei Elohi. We don't find any chapter in Tehillim whatsoever that begins and ends with Ashrei other than that which was the first chapter. So what is meant by the expression every chapter, indicating multiple chapters that David was fond of, he would begin and end with Ashrei, when in fact there is only one chapter like that. The Yesh Loimar. The Lav Dafka Posach Ba'Ashrei V'Sim Ba'Ashrei. When the Gemara was describing chapters that David HaMelech is fond of, it would open up with Ashrei. It was not specifically those words, Ashrei. However, Elo Chasimo Me'ein Psicha. Rather, chapters he was particularly fond of, the closing pasuk would be similar to the opening pasuk. Kamo Tehillah, chapter 145 of Tehillim, Kuf Mem Hei. We say it every day. It has Tehillah the David, which is the beginning, the actual beginning of that chapter, and it ends. That's She. Sheposach betila v'siem betila tila sashem yidaber pi. V'chein harbei parshias shemaschilus b'haluluka u'mesaymus b'haluluka. There are many other chapters that begin with the word haluluka and end with the word haluluka. That is a sign that if you're dealing with a chapter that David HaMelech was particularly fond of, and the Gemara's citation of the word Ashrei was just an example, but the principle being the closing of that particular paragraph is similar to the opening, and that shows that it was a parsha that was chaviv, that David was fond of. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.